Yeah, I'm fressing it, dog.
Where did you expect? In about 4 months court that you just done off a while ago.
I feel like we want a next one at that now.
Yo, may I go for some cigarette? You don't want nothing?
A next Roman court? No, a vodka and cranberry juice.
And some Rizla.
Alright, soon forward.
If you heard this scenario a few years ago, you would not have been wrong in thinking that these people were all adults. But fast forward to 2013 and beyond, and you would be surprised to find that such a scene is being played out among adolescents.
What we're seeing is that the 15 to 16 age group, there's a level of concern for those students because they're coming up in terms of the highest level of use of cigarettes, highest level of use of marijuana, the lowest risk perception, the highest access and exposure. So we really need to pay close attention to that in the 15 to 16 age group.
Research analyst at the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA, Yuki Atkinson. Her figures come from the 2013 National Secondary School Survey, which sought to determine the extent of substance use and abuse among teens in Jamaica. The survey was conducted in 38 public and private schools in 11 parishes across the island. It incorporated students from grades 8, 10, 11, and 12. Participants were aged 15 to 17 years.
In terms of substance use, what we're seeing is that alcohol continues to be the substance that is most widely used by our adolescents. This is followed by cigarette use in terms of lifetime use by approximately 30% of the students who said that they had smoked cigarettes in their lifetime and 20% for marijuana.
The use of alcohol among teens is fast becoming a cause for serious concern, with figures indicating a high level of binge drinking among adolescents.
10% of the sample reported that they got drunk on an average of 3 times in the past month. 12% consumed 5 or more alcohol beverages at one sitting in the past 2 weeks.
The study showed that hard liquors such as rum and vodka are the drinks of choice, and that 1 in every 5 youngsters who drinks is at risk of developing substance misuse problems. Even more significant is the fact that girls are catching up to boys in their substance use.
So in other words, more girls are using alcohol for lifetime and 1 year use, more are using tobacco for 1 month use, and more are using marijuana for lifetime use.
Approximately 50% of the students sampled said they saw friends dealing or purchasing drugs in and around their school compound. 30% reported seeing fellow students using drugs at school. So how do we tackle this growing problem? Ms. Atkinson says proper parenting and supervision can go a far way.
Substance use was significantly lower among students whose parents knew what kind of television shows they watched, who paid close attention to their school performance, who knew who their friends were, who controlled the time of night that they came home, and who were expected to be told where their child is. The substance use was significantly lower among students who felt more connected at school. So those who felt a sense of belonging, felt happy, they went to classes regularly, they had good relationships with teachers. Those were a protective school factor.
It's also important to speak with your children about drug use, but in interactive and memorable ways.
They remember, they recall activities more than they do information. So perhaps the way that we are enlightening and teaching our youngsters about substance use needs to be more activity-based rather than information didactic-based.
Research analyst at the National Council on Drug Abuse, Yuki Atkinson. Help keep our children away from drugs and other harmful substances. Play your part in creating a drug-free Jamaica.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Hey. Ease up on the energy. Save the day, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy. Save the day, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy. Save the day, protect tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.